Easter is a triangular island consisting entirely of three volcanoes that arose from the sea in close proximity to each other at different times within the last million or several million years, and that have been dormant throughout the island's history of human occupation. Easter's area of 66 square miles and its elevation of 1,670 feet are both modest by Polynesian standards. The island's topography is mostly gentle, without the deep valleys familiar to visitors to the Hawaiian Islands. The subtropical location gives Easter a mild climate, while its recent volcanic origins give it fertile soils. By themselves, this combination of blessings should have endowed the island with the makings of a miniature paradise, free from the problems besetting much of the rest of the world. Nevertheless, Easter's geography did pose several challenges to its human colonists. While a subtropical climate is warm by the standards of European and North American winters, it is cool by the standards of mostly tropical Polynesia. Hence, some tropical crops that are important elsewhere in Polynesia grow poorly on Easter, and the surrounding ocean is too cold for coral reefs that could rise to the surface and their associated fish and shellfish. Easter's isolation meant that it is deficient not just in coral reef fish, but in fish generally, of which it has only 127 species, compared to more than 1,000 fish species on Fiji. All of those geographic factors resulted in fewer food sources for Easter Islanders than for most of the other Pacific Islanders. The remaining problem associated with Easter's geography is its rainfall. On the average, only about 50 inches per year, low by Polynesian standards. The rain that does fall percolates quickly into Easter's porous volcanic soils. As a consequence, fresh water supplies are limited. Just one intermittent stream, ponds or marshes at the bottoms of three volcanic craters, wells dug down where the water table is near the surface, and fresh water springs bubbling up on the ocean bottom just offshore or between the high tide and low tide lines. Easter Islanders did succeed in getting enough water for drinking, cooking, and growing crops, but it took effort. Easter's crops were bananas, taro, sweet potato, sugarcane, and paper mulberry, typical Polynesian crops mostly of Southeast Asian origin. Easter's sole domestic animal, the chicken, was also typically Polynesian and ultimately Asian, as were the rats that arrived as stowaways in the canoes of the first settlers. The prehistoric Polynesian expansion was the most dramatic burst of overwater exploration in human prehistory. While Polynesians lacked compasses and writing and metal tools, they were masters of navigational arts and of sailing canoe technology. By around AD 1200, Polynesians had reached every habitable scrap of land in the vast watery triangle of ocean whose apexes are Hawaii, New Zealand, and Easter Island. Historians used to assume that all those Polynesian islands were discovered and settled by chance, as a result of canoes full of fishermen happening to get blown off course. It is now clear, however, that both the discoveries and the settlements were meticulously planned. Contrary to what one would expect for accidental drift voyages, much of Polynesia was settled in a west-to-east direction, opposite to that of the prevailing winds and currents. Transfers of many species of crops and livestock from taro to bananas and from pigs to dogs and chickens prove beyond question that settlement was by well-prepared colonists carrying products of their homelands deemed essential to the survival of the new colony. Easter Islanders themselves have a tradition that the leader of the expedition to settle their island was a chief named Hotumatua, the Great Parent, sailing in one or two large canoes with his wife, six sons, and extended family. Populations of many other Polynesian islands remained in contact with each other through regular inter-island voyaging after their initial discovery and settlement. Might that also have been true of Easter? Archaeologist Roger Green has suggested that possibility, on the basis of similarities between some Easter tool styles and the styles of Mongraven tools at a time several centuries after Easter's settlement. Against that possibility, however, stands Easter's traditional lack of dogs, pigs, and some typical Polynesian crops that one might have expected subsequent voyages to have brought. Thus, Easter Islanders may have remained effectively completely isolated for the 1,000 years or so separating Hotumatua's arrival from Roggeveen's. When was Easter occupied? There is considerable uncertainty about the date. What appear to be the most reliable dates for early occupation of Easter are the radiocarbon dates of AD 900, obtained on wood charcoal and on bones of porpoises eaten by people from the oldest archaeological layers offering evidence of human presence at Easter's Anacana Beach. These dates are likely to be close to the time of first settlement, because they came from layers containing bones of native land birds that were exterminated very quickly on Easter, and because canoes to hunt porpoises soon became unavailable. Hence, the current best estimate of Easter's settlement is somewhere before AD 900.